Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's Thursday, the 2nd of April 2015, and this is an audio blog entry. National Autism Awareness Day, apparently, today. I don't know which nation that is. I think it might be United States, where national means global, I think. I don't know. Maybe the nation state they're referring to is Oceania from 1984. Anyway, it's a bit of a weird way to start an audio boom. I've been thinking a bit about why I'm using audio boom rather than VoiceBow. And the answer really is I'm using both. Certainly from a listening perspective, I'm using both because I've got them both feeding RSS into my Downcast. So I don't really mind whether somebody posts on VoiceBow or on audio boom. I get to do it equally, unless they've accidentally put an ampersand in one of their titles or bio or something like that, and that seems to break the RSS feed on VoiceBow because they haven't actually properly encoded their RSS feeds. That's an easy workaround for that. You shouldn't have to do that as a person, as a publisher on audio, on VoiceBow, but unfortunately, seems to be the case. That's why I keep, unfortunately, pestering Armani Blog with requests to remove ampersands from various posts. Done Freese and Galloway Part 1 is the last one I need you to fix, Paul. I'm conscious that most of my Boo buddies seem to have defaulted back to voice to audio boom. Because of its ease of use, and you know, I don't blame you. It is easier to use the platform. It is more reliable, and if it wasn't for that blooming login wall, it would be fine for now. But I do very much feel that, in terms of VoiceBow, kind of proved that it is possible. So if Audio Boom were to completely change their terms of service overnight, and we were to find ourselves as an audio blogging community out on our proverbial ear, then VoiceBow is viable. It's not as, maybe not as, you know, good as Audio Boom, but there is a lifeboat there, I think. So I think it's good that we've set ourselves up with logins in that site and befriended each other and stuff. So it is a lifeboat, and if we can come up with a better lifeboat, then great. But until then, Audio Boom is still working for community usage anyway. I'm still listening on both. But I completely understand the objection from people, particularly Paul Armani, using audio recordings as a platform for publishing and communicating in business with people. They really don't want the login wall there. So I can understand that SoundCloud and VoiceBow might be attractive from that perspective, really. I'm going to try and continue using both, but I'm certainly listening to both. Thermal Satsuma gave a couple of music recommendations. First of all, the number 8:58 is an artist I've never come across before, but I've been introduced to him now by Neil Thermal Satsuma, as one half of Orbital. Orbital, I thought they were still actually active. I certainly got a 7-inch single, a brand new 7-inch single from Orbital, as a Christmas present, I think it was, from Yana. So I think they are still active in a way, but they were at Christmas, but obviously it's April now, so times have changed. Thank you for that tip, and I think that's something that I'll be buying on iTunes. The other one that that Neil mentioned, somebody called Daphne and Celeste, and he said you should Google them or something, or look at them up on YouTube. So I searched on YouTube, and the video that came up was from 2010. So I don't know whether that's the one that you meant, Neil. Could you tell me the track name? Usually with artists on YouTube, I would normally try to find their channel, with the channel for that person, that artist, and then you can easily sort of see their latest thing that they're promoting. But they didn't come up with a channel. It seemed to be videos of theirs published on other people's channels. You know, so basically, individual people uploading videos that they've got hold of by whatever means. Be interested to know which track it was that you were thinking of, Neil, that you think people should look at, because I'm certainly interested in intelligent, witty, synthesizer-led vocal pop music. Absolutely. Interesting hearing Nama and Yana and various people talking about education. Always good to get some more understanding about that. And then, we've got the Easter weekend coming up, which is going to be nice to have a few days off. Fantastic. So hopefully you'll hear some more relaxed, family-focused booze from me in the next few days. Anyway, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-a-boo.